The Other Side of Midnight presents Denunciations.
All right, let me begin with denouncing Akon, who I think is a rapper of some sort. Does anybody know? Is Akon a rapper?
He's like a singer.
Like a singer. Okay. He strikes me as like a singer. Okay. So
you have to include the Laika part there.
Right. Right. So on the heels of actor Michael K. Williams' sudden death, likely from drugs, his close friend Akon, who we've been informed is like a singer, is not only expressing public mourning for his friend, but he goes on to say that rich people have more issues than the poor. This has got to be one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. He said publicly, "The famous and the rich go through more issues than the poor." You know when they say more money, more problems? That's a real thing. Ask any poor person if they would trade places with any rich person, and you will realize the folly of what Akon is saying. If you're rich, you don't have to worry about being able to eat. If you're poor, you do. You don't have to worry about being able to afford to feed your family or pay your rent or pay your mortgage. If you're poor, you do. If you're rich, you don't need to worry about paying for medical care. If you're poor, you do. This attitude, and look, I'm not dismissing his broader point, which is that wealthy people and famous people can be very stressed out too. I get it. I'm sure that's true. And if he made a point that maybe being rich is more stressful than being middle class, okay. Okay, you might agree, you might disagree, but it's a point I can live with. But to say that rich people have more issues than the poor is just so incredibly tone deaf. Oh, poor little rich guy. Oh, excuse me, Akon. Who's keeping you rich? Give away all your money. Oh, it's so. And who forced you to be famous? You chose a career that resulted in your fame and fortune. I found that so incredibly offensive because it's just this whole little entitled, poor little rich guy mentality. Akon, who we've been told is like a singer, I do denounce you. I also want to denounce the people that were assaulting and heckling California gubernatorial candidate Larry Elder. So Larry Elder is in Venice Beach, and he encounters an angry crowd. He had an egg thrown at him. The candidate was planning to visit a homeless encampment, but he was rejected by the occupants, all of whom said, yes, we'd rather stay poor and be homeless than have money like Akon. And as Elder was making his exit, a white woman in a gorilla mask with pink hair threw an egg at him. She missed, but she also had no problem punching him when she was confronted by Elder's security. A bandana-wearing black man in the crowd shouted at him and said, "Get that sellout piece of blank out of here." The woman who threw an egg also cursed at him. Another person, "Here's a man that don't even like his own effing people and running for governor. For what? He has 1 year if he wins. He can't do blank. He wouldn't even be able to get nothing done. So why is he running? Democrats control everything. He couldn't get nothing done." This is exactly what's wrong with the country. This level of anger. This level of vitriol. If Gavin Newsom walked in here, or any politician, or walk down the street, I might like them, might dislike them, you treat them respectfully. It used to be that went without saying. But we now live in an era in which people get heckled, assaulted, cursed at because you disagree with them politically. Really, really such a shame. And to all the people that heckled and assaulted Larry Elder or attempted to assault him, I do denounce you. I also want to denounce San Milan de Logrono Hospital in Spain. 20 years ago, this hospital gave a woman the wrong baby. They've now apologized to the woman after it was revealed that this switch took place due to a DNA test. One of the baby girls, now 19 years old, took a DNA test that showed the parents who raised her were not her own. She's suing doctors for $4.8 million. Now, I don't know about the viability of this lawsuit. I would think she's got a case. But the hospital said, well, it was a human error, and we haven't been able to find out who was to blame. That is a pretty big error. It doesn't speak well of the quality control at this particular hospital, does it? You have to wonder how many other babies were switched accidentally. So San Milan de Logrono Hospital in Spain, I do denounce you. I also want to denounce Holly DeBoard. Holly DeBoard has got to be one of the most reprehensible people who has ever lived, because clearly she not only has very little respect for humans, she has very little respect for animals. This is a woman who is spending the rest of her life behind bars for bestiality crimes. On Tuesday, Holly DeBoard was sentenced to 99 years for two charges of sodomy and sexual torture. She was also sentenced to 12 months for a count of bestiality. Marshall County District Attorney Everett said the incident is one of the most disturbing and offensive cases of all time. A video of the incident was shared online. And that's what makes this woman so amazing, is that she participates in sexual torture. And she makes this video involving an animal and a victim who was mentally disabled. And then instead of being ashamed of this, she shares this online. I don't understand it. I don't understand how a person could think that this is okay to share online. And I'm glad she's going to prison for 99 years. So the video was made, by the way, in retaliation for what Holly DeBoard called snitching to police. I don't know. I haven't watched this video. I can't speak to how disturbing it is, because it's been described by people that have seen it as a video that makes your stomach churn. It's so violent and so aggressive what they're doing to this victim, the human. Again, it's just awful. So there's also a third-party suspect that's reportedly being held on bail in connection with this, and I hope they throw the book at that person as well, because people like this have no business in free society. I want to denounce Arthur Bates Jr. He is a Louisiana man who called 911 to report being struck by a Tesla. After police reviewed video footage from the car, they learned that he was not struck by a car. He called the cops saying this car had backed into him, causing back, leg, and neck injuries. So emergency services were called to the scene. Arthur Bates said the driver fled the scene. When officers got in contact with the driver, they said Bates fabricated the whole event, and there was proof he did. because unbeknownst to Bates, Teslas record all the footage of their cameras. So when the police officers in Louisiana reviewed this video footage, it became apparent that Bates was lying, and he staged the entire event. So in the video, which has now been released by the local police department, Bates can be seen lying on the ground after making contact with the Tesla before being checked on by the driver. The driver then left the scene while Bates continued to lie on the ground. So now Bates is being charged with false swearing with the intent to cause an emergency response. And the reason I'm denouncing him is not just because he lied, because unfortunately a lot of people lie. But it's because he used up finite police and emergency service resources to respond to a fake call. What if there was someone else that was really hurt at this time? And there was a delay in getting to them because this guy made up getting hit by a car. This guy is a reprehensible person. I also want to denounce Peapod. Peapod is the grocery delivery service that my wife occasionally uses. And I talked about how they, when my wife complained about some poor service she received recently, they were Johnny on the spot. They sent her her items with an apology, a little note. They were great. Now, the other day, she uses Peapod again, and there were six items that they didn't bring. And the personal shopper for Peapod didn't call. Now, keep in mind, you pay an extra service for Peapod. You don't just pay the cost of the groceries. You pay someone to do this. The person who was shopping never called her to say, oh, is it okay if we replace this with that? Nothing. So there's six items that we didn't get that my wife now has to go to the grocery store and get herself. Additionally, they have made the app and the website so lame and so un-user-friendly that there's no place to lodge a proper complaint. So I'm doing it on the radio. Peapod, I do denounce you. I want to denounce, I talked about the story with Juliet Huddy yesterday morning. I want to denounce the people that are stealing the identities of the folks that were in the Surfside condominium accident in Florida. We're seeing a rash of people participating in identity theft schemes, stealing the identities of victims of this Surfside condo collapse. Now, so far they've arrested four people, and I hope they throw the book at these people. You have got to be a pretty sick and twisted individual to steal the identity of a dead or a living person that's a victim of a condo collapse. I mean, I don't know what goes on in people's minds. I must also denounce Dr. Anthony Fauci. New documents show that it's pretty clear that Dr. Fauci lied to Congress. These newly released documents contradict, or at least appear to contradict, his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain of function research. So included in this trove of documents is a previously unpublished grant proposal that Echo Health Alliance, which is run by Peter, I think his name is Daszak, filed with Fauci's group, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Fauci's repeatedly insisted that NIH funding of the Wuhan lab does not constitute gain-of-function research. Well, it looks like it did. This $3.1 million grant was awarded for a five-year period between 2014 and 2019. After the funding was renewed in 2019, it was suspended by the Trump administration in April of 2020. This grant directed $599,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for bat coronavirus research. And then it gets into further altering the mutant viruses that are in this. And you can see it. It's all in the grant proposal. Now, The document also includes a second grant titled Understanding Risk of Zoonotic Virus Emergence in Emerging Infectious Diseases. If this is not the standard definition of gain-of-function research, what is? So, I can understand that maybe this was the wrong decision. Maybe it wasn't, by the way. I'm sure bioethicists could debate this all day long. But why would Anthony Fauci lie about something that there are documents which completely counteract what he's saying? And I found Jen Psaki's defense of Dr. Fauci on this subject thoroughly unconvincing. Dr. Anthony Fauci, I do denounce you. I want to denounce Marina Verbitsky. Marina Verbitsky was upset that her son would miss school, and she falsely claimed a bomb was on a plane in Florida. This woman said that the bomb was in her checked-in luggage after workers told her that she, her husband, and her son had arrived too late to board the plane. This woman's a real piece of work. Needless to say, there was no bomb. She made it up to delay the plane. All right. I want to denounce the states of New York, Colorado, and Oregon. These are, according to new statistics from the website Bankrate.com, the worst states in the country for car theft. Oh, yes. After analyzing arrest and theft records, Bankrate.com found the worst states for car theft are New York, Colorado, and Oregon. New York City, by the way, also lays claim to the highest count of motorcycle thefts in the United States. So if you have a car or a motorcycle, New York is not the city nor the state that you want to drive it in. So New York, Colorado, and Oregon, I do denounce you. In case you were wondering, the state that's best for car theft, believe it or not, the Commonwealth of Virginia. So there you have it. It's a feather in their cap. There's a reason Virginia is for lovers, because lovers can make out in the back seat at lookout point without having to worry about their car getting stolen.